And this one would be the Eric Drysdale vignette, Purple Loosestrife, number 6 in 3, 2, 1. I've been broadcasting in defense of Purple Loosestrife for over a decade. Hi, I'm Art Drysdale. Even more compelling evidence in its favor, next. 3, 2, 1. Interesting new data on purple loosestrife comes from two studies done at the University of Guelph. Each was published in a professional journal. The second is perhaps the most interesting one. It's entitled, quote, Relationship Between the Abundance of Purple Loosestrife and Other Plant Species Richness Along the Bar River, Canada. The study was carried out along a 2.5K section of the Bar River east of Sault Ste. Marie. Here's part of the abstract, quote, Purple loosestrife is a perennial herbaceous plant that was introduced in the 1800s into North America. Its geographical expansion has generated much concern, in part because its spread may lead to reduction in the diversity of plant species in wetlands. We tested this hypothesis by examining the association between the abundance of loosestrife and vascular plant species richness in 41 plots along the river. No significant differences in mean species richness were found between plots with and without loosestrife. For those plots containing loosestrife, species richness was not related to the percentage cover of loosestrife. Furthermore, there were no significant differences in the number of introduced plant species between plots with and without loosestrife, nor were there differences with increasing percent cover of loosestrife. Collectively, these results provide no support for the hypothesis that the number of species in wetlands is decreasing in association with the invasion of loosestrife in Ontario. End of quote. I'm Art Drysdale.